Can I borrow your candles? Your mom's got them, all right. I just want the two of yours. Which one's yours? This one?
I think so, yeah.
And it's Ethan? No, what's your name?
Cameron.
Cameron and?
No, Josh.
Josh. That one's yours, Josh. All right. So, let's pretend that these candles are human beings. We got this candle, we got this candle. We got this candle, which is pleasant, not hurting anybody, gentle. We got this candle, ablaze, bright, brilliant. If we would turn the lights off, you'd still see it. And so my question is, which candle is the more humble candle? Is it this candle, which is gentle and nice and kind? Or is it this one, which is ablaze and flaming high and giving light to all? Which one is more humble? It's this one. See, this candle was made to be ablaze. This candle was made to spend itself, to use its wax so that it might give light to all around. This one is doing what it was created to do. Thanks, guys. So Jesus, 40 days old, goes to the temple, and already his light is being seen by those of faith. And so coming into the temple, Simeon sees, he's been awaiting this his whole life. He sees this child and he says, Lord, now you may let me go in peace. I see that salvation to all the nations has arrived. Filled with this incredible joy and gratitude because he knows that God loves not only himself, but all peoples of every nation. Not only the Jewish people, the chosen people, but God now through Jesus chooses everyone for all ages, including us. Too many Cinnabons. So what's after Mass are Cinnabons. Yeah. Where was I? Water, candles, light, Christmas presents. Remember, you got a Christmas present. This is the end of the Christmas season, traditionally speaking. So, but light, he's got that light. And Jesus said, not only will he be the light of the world, but remember after the Beatitudes, he's on there at Mount of the Beatitudes overlooking the Sea of Galilee. He says in Matthew chapter 5, you are the light of the world. And you don't set a light under a bushel basket, but you put it up high where it can give light to everybody. Thank you. And so too, you and I are that. We have a few children to be baptized afterwards, after Mass. And a candle will be lit for them as it was lit for every one of us who have been baptized. A candle is lit, and the minister of the candle says to you, receive the light of Christ. This light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly, to manifest light to all who come into your presence. To your actions of kindness and generosity. And so we put forth our best. This week we celebrated National Catholic Schools Week. And on Thursday I had the great privilege of celebrating Mass with our sister school, St. John Paul in Northeast Minneapolis. And it was wonderful. And that school has about 60% children from Ecuador or Ecuadorian descent. And so some parents, some who owned a restaurant, to honor the Catholic Schools Week and to have a little celebration, they said we should have an Ecuadorian lunch. It was my lucky day. Because those parents, as they produced that meal and made sure that the tables looked Ecuadorian and festive and all the, to the nth degree, even the cookies were Ecuadorianly great. Does that go together? Anyways, And I'm so glad that those parents didn't say, you know what, it's just a bunch of school kids. We'll leave the chicken off the bones and we'll just give them bones. But they produced this great meal for us. It's wonderful. Or imagine at our fish fry, if we served, you know, fish that was, you know, a little past its due date. Or we had trees on our tree lot that, you know, that looked like makes Charlie Brown's tree look lush. No, we produce the best. We do the absolute best in everything we do because we do it not for our own sake, but for the glory of God. And so 72 years ago, when our forebears founded this parish and found this land, they could have said, you know what? Let's look for a little plot of land in the woods. Let's build a little church and we'll have it go underground. We'll have the steeple underground so nobody sees it. But no, they had to have the foresight to say, what will be the most ticketed, most traveled stretch of highway in all of Minnesota? Highway 100. 1 billion cars travel past this way every day. And some of them go really slow, like at 9 in the morning. And as they're traveling down the road, it gives them time to look. Go, oh, look at that. I wonder what that is. And then they see the statue and the name, Our Lady of Grace, and the beautiful statue of our Blessed Mother there facing Highway 100 so that everybody knows it's OLG. Why? Not so people know it's OLG, so that we who come to church here, we who worship here, we who gather every Sunday, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the very living presence of God, might manifest, might radiate Christ to all we encounter. That's why this parish was established. That's why every aspect of this parish is so that you and I, all of us, might manifest God's presence and love to all we encounter, individually and most especially as a community. See how they love one another. That's how you will know they are my disciples, Jesus says. And so, over the last year, we've been advancing our mission in this incredible campaign, and it's been phenomenal. People have come together, and we've had conversations and pushback and this, and what about this, and we've gone forward. Why? To make Jesus Christ known and loved even more. And so this weekend we're celebrating the incredible work that we have done through the grace of the Holy Spirit to raise an incredible amount of money. Not so that we might raise money, but so that we might build with that. And building with what we are able to do, we might even more make Jesus Christ known and loved. This is not only a day of celebration. This needs to be, for you and for me, a day of commitment. A day in which we go forward and say, I am even more committed to the mission of making Jesus Christ known and loved. Because we're going to expand this campus. We're going to do things. And so people will go, oh my goodness, they're even adding on. And so there's going to be more. It's to whom more has been given, more is expected, Jesus says. That's us. But in the end, what it is that we're radiating Jesus. This past Wednesday, I also had the great privilege of celebrating Mass with the students of OLG as we had our Catholic Schools Week Mass. And at the end of the Mass, after communion, a couple of the eighth graders came forward and they shared about one of the patron saints of this year for our school, St. John Henry. And they invited the whole student body to read this beautiful prayer that he wrote 100-some years ago. And I said, that's exactly what it's about. It was like the Holy Spirit was just speaking to me. That is what we are doing. That's what this whole effort of ours is all about. This beautiful prayer, you'll find it in your worship aid on the second to last page, the inside cover. It's called Radiating Jesus. Yep, there's some on your chairs, I think, maybe. So I invite us as we pray this To know that, let it be our prayer. Let it be that which we are asking God to help us, that we might be that individual and we might be that community radiating Christ in everything we do. That as the very structure of this Catholic Church, and all Catholic churches basically, they're made to manifest the gift of the community that assembles here. That is true of us as well. So let us radiate Christ. I invite us to pray together.